There were protesters waiting outside a town senior center on Southwestern, opposed to the town being involved in the $30 million plan, potentially carrying some fiscal risks with the complex on the former South Shore Country Club. Supervisor Stephen Walters says the town board will take information from members of the public and decide whether to keep moving on the proposal. The plan would handle sports from hockey to the town's beloved pickleball. Democratic supervisor candidate Jim Shaw says he's opposed to this plan.
There's no requirement for a public referendum. If it were my decision, or if I had a vote as a board member, I would have to vote to turn this project down, simply because it exposes taxpayers to a significant risk of liability for future losses. It opens up the prospect for lawsuits.
Walter says if the town goes forward, final action would likely be well after he leaves office at the end of the year. He says building this complex would allow the town to close its current ice rink, which needs significant repairs. Sports Star Capital owner Marty Starkman says this would be the first rink around here, almost completely powered by solar panels on the roof. The 20-acre site is part of a much larger development on the former golf course. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.